Now, if you've been to a gig recently, I'd say it's a good chance you're one of those people who held up your smartphone, recorded some of the performance. Maybe it was your favourite song by the actual artiste on stage, or maybe it was a particularly electric moment in the gig. Chances are you weren't the only one holding up a phone at that point either. But anyway, next morning when you're re-watching the video that you shot, I bet you often thought, if only the music didn't sound so tinny and lost. Well, one Dublin-based company has come up with the answer to this particular problem, and Cathal Fury is the founder and CEO of this company. It's called Fan Footage, and he's on the line now. Come on yourself, Cathal. Let's take the first one. How did you come up with the idea of Fan Footage, Cathal?
How are you, Dave? I suppose the idea came from I was working at the Galway Arts Festival filming a bunch of live bands, and we had about three or four cameras on the bands, and realised that there was a lot more cameras in the crowd capturing the moment from better angles and more exciting angles, and really shooting videos all about proper audio quality. So I kind of thought, well, there's a better way of doing this that allows the whole crowd become the video crew rather than just a few people shoot the band. So it's kind of a cool, I suppose, affordable way for bands to have their fans capture their song from their live show for them.
So basically the audio that you get on your phones is the audio you get in your phones. But there's other audio out there, which is the real deal, the high quality audio provided by the band or artist. Have you just married the two together?
Yeah, exactly. We have technology that basically reads the kind of poor quality audio off your smartphone, that tinny sound, but is able to see the patterns in it and then sees exactly where your video footage syncs up with the professionally recorded live audio. And it works better than we ever expected. You know, there's something incredible about proper live audio synced up with a personal memory from the fan that's there. And smartphone footage is getting better and better, and people have DSLR cameras and GoPro cameras, so yeah. It's a way of taking all these cameras and turning them into a giant video crew.
So the whole idea of like somebody's live gig now available on DVD, you've killed it stone dead, have you?
Well, I think we've changed it a little bit. I mean, one of the things is that people love to film live music now anyway, and that doesn't always keep everyone happy. You know, a lot of people argue that it ruins a live show, whereas by using fan footage, what we encourage artists to do is just choose one song from their set, so you're turning them into a video crew just for one set, which is a nice way of doing it. But you can take all that footage from an entire tour and put it towards a DVD or do a movie cut of it. So there's lots of different ways that our technology can be used.
But God, it's amazing how it's all changed so much on that level, in terms of the fact that, like, either get on board or just, you know, get drowned, basically. Because, like, I remember going, in fact, funny enough, I played Air earlier on. I went to a gig of Air's in the Olympia back in 98, and a friend of mine who was travelling Europe with a camera and taking pictures of Venice and London and all the rest, and he took about 15 seconds of Air, and the little red light goes on his camera, and this is the days before proper phone camera things, and the guys in charge of Air came up and nearly beat the crap out of him and took the stuff off him. Now it's like, just do the damn thing. But is it a question of do the damn thing on one number and then put your damn phones away and let people enjoy the gig?
Well, that's what we encourage people to do, because I think that's a fair compromise, because people very often are filming for the right reasons, because they're excited and they think it's an epic live show. But at the same time, if you keep your camera out for a full show, then you're ruining it for you.
But you know the way officially in the huge big concerts, I mean, you often get a PR person who'll bring 40 photographers into the pit and they can get the first two songs and then out you go.
That's exactly the model we're aiming for as well, yeah. And it's working really well so far, and I think bands are getting it and fans are getting it, so it's going really well so far. We did Codaline, we're playing their headline show in the O2 just on the 16th there, and they just did it for the very last song of the night, and it was pretty incredible, you know, because it was a special moment for the band.
All right, well then you have to be the liaison officer. Once you get the thumbs up, you're laughing, and this whole thing works, fan footage, there's no problem about that. So what do you do? I mean, you mentioned Codaline there, but have you gone to other bands who've come into the country, tell them who you are, show them an example of what you've done, and do you say, right, we just want one song, please give us one song, and you get in touch with them, what, Twitter, Facebook, etc., and will they say yes on average, or what's the...
Well, that's exactly what we do, but the beauty of it, like, a lot of bands have said yes. I mean, we've worked with huge artists, we've worked with Bon Jovi, we've worked with Marc Anthony, we're hopefully going to announce very shortly that we're working with a major outdoor US festival this summer, maybe several other festivals this summer.
Coachella! So,
the beauty of it is, as well, we don't have to be there. The technology just, like, we did our first show in Argentina last week, and the band just needs to record the audio themselves and tell the fans, and we just set it up on our system.
Well, actually, does that mean then, like, you know, that like whatever might be in it for the bands is the fact that here's somebody who knows what they're doing. They'll organise this so that nobody else will be disrupted because it's just one song.
Exactly. It's kind of video made easy for the fans and the bands, because sometimes bands play incredible live shows and they just don't have the resources to get a video crew in. And also it's authentic if the story is told through the eyes of the fans. So we think it's a good solution. It makes the bands look great and sound great because the audio's right, and fans really seem to respond to it as well.
Yeah, and there's so much out there. Because I was doing a series of interviews for Sky, and we did one with Noel Gallagher, and he went on for ages about some fight he had with Liam on stage, some place in Texas that isn't even on the map, kind of thing. And we had to get it because he spoke about it for so long. And of course, there was no film of it. Nobody was filming the damn thing. But cheaper's YouTube. There's about 400,000 on it, so we just bought it off YouTube. We were able to get it all, and we were able to get it from about 100 different angles. Like, everything is being filmed all the time.
Yeah, and no one's kind of putting them together. YouTube is an incredible resource, but there's kind of a lot of signal-to-noise problems, that there's a lot of rubbish out there, and it all sounds terrible.
Oh, listen, really. The sound we got was crap. I mean, but that doesn't matter. It didn't really matter. We only used it for like 15 seconds or whatever.
Sure.
We only wanted Liam beating the crap out of Noel, frankly. For the hell with the music. Okay, so are there any other advantages to it other than replacing the audio with more high-quality stuff?
Well, what you can do is it means the fans can go in. We can create a single edit from all the best of the footage.
All right.
But what we can also do is put all the angles available online and on smartphones. So the fans can go in and watch the song themselves again and again, but from different viewpoints each time. So they can switch between all the different angles. So it's kind of almost making you the live switcher of the performance.
Yeah, the fans become the band's personal video crew.
Exactly.
And then the band themselves can choose to share some of the footage shot on the social media as well. So it's win-win, I suppose, for everybody, you know?
And it's also very friendly for brand sponsorship. And, I mean, you know, the whole industry is changing in terms of where the money is coming from that makes music happen. So.
And do the fans lose or gain, or, like, what's in it for the fans? Just the whole thing of it.
Well, what we do is we credit all the fans who film. So if there's any official videos cut, which we've done for a lot of bands, and hopefully we'll be releasing the Codeline one next week, that all the fans who filmed get credited on it. And what we also do is fans who film regularly, we try and get them on a guest list to a show. So if you're regularly contributing to fan footage, then you're part of our video crew and we look after you.
And Carl, this is an Irish thing, fan footage. This is you. You are the founder and CEO of this company. Are there other companies, and are you now stinking rich?
Not stinking rich at all, but it's becoming a little bit exciting. There are a couple of other companies, one French company and one company in the US, who are doing something a bit similar. But
bastards.
We think we have the best technology, and we think the name Fan Footage sums it up pretty well. It also means that we can do sports events, which we've just started to do. We did our first sports event a couple of weeks ago. But one thing that's been brilliant for us is the Irish music scene have been really supportive, and the amazing talent of Irish bands have been great to showcase our technology. So the Irish network around the world is something that we're looking to tap into as well, to try and take this to the next stage so that we can become the number one company in this space.
Okay, but hold on a second. Not stinking rich, but money has to come somewhere, and this is like whatever, you know. Who pays you?
Well, brands are particularly keen on sponsoring it. Music industry people will also pay us, so record labels have paid us to produce it. One thing we've done is we haven't charged any Irish bands for using the service because we want to showcase Irish music and they've been so supportive of us. But brand sponsorships and major events is where the money's going to come in. And at some point down the road, we want to, you know, allow bands to create subscriptions so the fans can subscribe.
Okay, well then, like, you know, as you know, an awful lot of people find it very annoying when people holding up their phones at concerts and that. You're actually now streamlining this, or you're compartmentalising this to one song. Who decides, well, on average anyway, one song, I presume, who decides the song? Would you say, listen, we've got to get this one by so-and-so because that's the one everybody's going to want?
Well, we're about working with bands and artists. So, like with Codeline, we did All I Want at the end of the show. We suggest a few songs that we think is going to work. And sometimes, like, we're going to be doing Ham Sandwich in the Academy in a couple of weeks. And I think they're going to do the lead single off their forthcoming album. So bands want different songs for different reasons. And we're all about working with the artists. One thing we want to do more of is debuting new music on fan footage. So songs that haven't been played live before or haven't been released. We think that's kind of exciting.
And I presume there is a demand for this kind of service that's rather large.
Well, people love watching live performances because they're always different. And they're all over YouTube, but they all sound terrible. So you match that with properly recorded live audio that the band approves, and suddenly you can watch the same song again and again in different venues. We have a band called And So I Watch You From Afar who've used our technology around the world. They tour a lot, and the same song still looks incredible in different countries because every performance is different.
And you're branching out, it's not just music, sports events, the works.
Sports events is what we're moving on to now as well, because, you know, that's another live event that lots of people want to fill memories of, and it's not really going anywhere. They're either being left on people's phones or being uploaded just scattered around YouTube. So
all
put
right.
it all together.
Well, listen,
and you can
congratulations, Cathal, and onwards and upwards. This looks like the start of something pretty good. It is fan footage. We're talking to Cathal Fury there, who's the founder and CEO of the company, and you can check it all out, fanfootage.com, simple as that, or check you out on Twitter and Facebook. Is that it?
That's brilliant, Dave. Thanks very much.
Good man yourself, Cathal. Take it easy. Thanks very much for talking to us this morning, and good luck with that and all the new music as well. All right, time to go.